Maine. Do you remember this? We talked a lot about it. This is not me. This will die. Because this is the giver now, right? But my giving will remain here. My meaning is out of me. We should understand that one. Yes.
The prophet said, "Blessed is he who departed from this world and left good deeds behind him."
Translation. The prophet said, in words, the prophet will say something that Gabriel will bring it to it from God. God will say this, he will say, right? So whatever the prophet said means, listen, this is like the word of God, okay? Said what? Said, good for the people who die, and the good deed will remain. Because the only thing that will remain from you is the good deed. Your deeds will remain. Your thought is nonsense. A lot of it is hallucination, imagination, and all that, which we don't care about. You could think all the nasty stuff, but do a good stuff out there. You are a good fellow. Go and in your privacy, do whatever you want, because that's your animal part. Connection with the human beings, this is what counts, because what is humanity? What is humanity? It's a quality, right? It's a quality that doesn't exist in animals, right? Okay. What is that quality? Who makes it? Human beings will make it by their deeds, not by their doubts and thinking and, I don't know, illusions and that kind of stuff. Yes?
The beneficent man died, but his beneficence died not. With God, religion and beneficence are not a small account.
Aha. Okay, now we have to notice. Before he said, the beneficent died and acts of beneficence remained, remember? He repeated it. That, okay, yes, the beneficent will die, but the benefit is out there. But the second one is, I'm talking in front of him. For him, there are two things which are good, which are necessary, which are not simple, which are not small stuff. What is it? First is the path. The second is ihsan, beneficence. Again, that Hassan was ihsan, muhsin, all the same. It says, this is what I'm talking about. The two parts of you is important. The path you go, and the goodness you do to the others. Period. Isn't it simple? But listen, what do you think? I don't. First of all, what do you eat to remain alive? I don't care. Talk to her. Maybe you need a better diet. I don't know. But me, personally, I don't care. In your privacy, whatever you do, I don't give a damn. Whatever you're thinking, I don't care. What I care about? I care about we. And when I'm looking at you, two things. First, are you walking the path of improvement or not? Because if you're not, you're an animal to me. And I don't expect anything from an animal. What do I expect from an animal? To be the animal, period. But the second thing, I expect you to be a good doer. Some good activities. Because your good deeds will influence we. And it will be alive. It doesn't die. Look at the Rumi's example. What is it doing? For 17 years, sitting down, talking, and making all this poetry. Okay. Whatever he was thinking, whatever he was eating, whoever he had sex with, whatever. Those are nonsense. Those are dead. He is dead. Right? Maybe a little bit of his feet will remain to take off some DNA. It's over, finished. Drumi is not here, but this is here. This is his deed, right? He recited this for whom? For all of us. This is how it is. This deed is here. This goodness counts because helps a lot of people in this path. The goodness and the path are entangled like this, because the walkers in the path, they try to do only good. This is what the path is. Yes?
Well, as for him who died and whose disobedience died not, beware of thinking that by death he saves his soul. Dismiss this, for the poet is on the way, in debt and mightily in need of gold.
That means, okay, this is a long conversation and we'll talk about it later. This is a very delicate subject to understand. And this is one of the main stuff. That's what responsibility is all about. You have to walk the path and do the good deed. They'll say, okay, let's go back to the poet. Yes? The poet.
The poet brought the poem to the king in hope of last year's donation and benefit. A charming poem, full of flawless pearls, in hope and expectation of the first munificence. The Shah, indeed, according to his habit, ordered 1,000 to him, since such was the custom of that monarch. But on this occasion, the bountiful vizier had departed from the present life on the Burak of Glory.
No, it's not Burak of Glory. Burak, first of all, means the horse, the riding stuff you have. Whatever you ride, that's Burak. Here, we say, this time, this vizier was riding the Burak of appreciating the universe, the existence. This is what that horse is. It's not the Burak of Glory. It's Burak of the glory of the existence. Means he has turned back to the reality. This is not that vizier who was thinking about the goodness and all that. Now he appreciates the gold that he wants to give. It's the material. Somehow you could, I believe in, now you could translate it, being materialistic. Because he turns back to the matter, actually. This is what it is. He will say, he was riding the horse of really appreciating the existence. Yes?
And in his place, the new vizier had assumed authority, but very pitiless and mean. He said, O king, we have outlays. This donation is not the reward for a poet. With a 40th part of this...
Hold on a second. There is a word over there, chassis, which is not being translated. I don't know why. And in this place, a new vizier had assumed authority, but he was very pitiless and mean. Mean is not chassis. Chassis is someone who is like this with the money. He doesn't give...
Miser.
Yeah, but chassis is that. Pardon me?
He's miser, but with cunningness and very low...
Yeah, chassis is the most negative stuff, which means non-giver.
Scrooge.
Scrooge, yes.
Yeah.
A Scrooge is chassis. The word is a Scrooge, I believe. So, yes?
He said, O King, we have outlays. This donation is not a reward for a poet. With a 40th part of this, O thou eagerly sought, I will make the poet man happy and content. The people said to him, he carried away a sum of 10,000 in ready money from this valiant.
Do you remember last time? He said 1,000, he said give it 10,000. Now he said 1,000, the guy will say a quarter of that is enough, more than enough. Yes.
After sugar, how should he chew cane? After having been a sultan, how should he practice beggary?
Means what? Think about it. After the sugar, are you ready to taste something not that good? Of course you are. You don't get it. The moment that you have something good, yes, in that moment, you don't change it for anything. But okay, when you eat that and it's finished, then you're hungry and you have nothing to eat. Then what? So you see how it goes. Here he's explaining that, listen, the people will say, oh my goodness, he got this and now he cannot live anymore because now the situation is bad. They don't know that even in the worst situation you hang on to life and you try to live. The only thing which could be turned off and you will be happy is your expectation. When you expect too much, yes, too much will make you happy, a little bit doesn't make you happy. When you lower your expectation, what will happen? You will be happy easier. Here, this is what he's talking about. They will say, he will not change. Now, listen to the vazir and will say, no, I'll punch him a little bit, so his expectation will come lower than that. Yes.
He replied, I will squeeze him in torment, that he may be made wretched and worn out by waiting. Then, if I give him earth from the road, he will snatch it as rose leaves from the garden. Leave this to me, for I am expert at this. Even if the claimant be fiery, though he fly from the Pleiades to the earth, he will become meek when he sees me. The king said to him, go, 'tis for thee to command, but make him happy, for he is my eulogist. He said, leave him and 200 liquors up of hope to me, and write this against me. Then the minister threw him into expectation. Winter and December passed, and spring came. In expectation of it, the poet grew old. Then he was crushed by this anxiety, and made shift to provide, and said, if there is no gold, please give me abuse, so that my soul may be delivered. I may be thy slave. Expectation has killed me. At least bid me go, that this wretched soul may be delivered from bondage.
You see, in these verses he's explaining his expectation dropped down and said, okay, even if you swear at me, it's better than not talking to me. Because 9 months, nothing. He was waiting and waiting and waiting. What does waiting do to you? You lower your expectation. Why do you increase it at the beginning? Why do you inflate your expectations? You should expect what is possible. Yes.
After that, he gave him the 40th part of that. The poet remained in heavy thought. That was so promptly paid and was so much. This one that blossomed late was a handful of thorns.